Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to begin by expressing congratulations to you, Mr. President, for your election as the President of the 64th session of World Health Assembly. I would also like to convey my sincere appreciation to Dr. Margaret Chan and the WHO Secretariat for the hard work and dedication in preparing and organizing this important annual event. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, non-communicable diseases present a new global threat. In all countries, all income groups, women, men, and children are at risk of these diseases. The burden of NCDs is increasing in low-income and middle-income countries, contributing to poverty and becoming a major barrier in development and achievement of the MDGs target. To tackle NCDs, we should provide adequate policies, legislation, and regulations, since behavior changes alone will not work. Therefore, the strategy will require a strong focus on primary prevention through behavioral change and regulation, and secondary, tertiary prevention by providing immediate priority treatment intervention, including traditional medicines. In this regard, the health sector certainly has a leading role in responding to NCDs, but many other government sectors, including trade, finance, agriculture, education, transport, and urban development, have to be part of an integrated government response along with civil society and private sectors. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, Indonesia is a huge archipelagic country with a total population of 257 million people. At present, Indonesia is facing a double burden in health care. Communicable diseases are still the main health problem, while at the same time, the morbidity and mortality of NCDs are rising. Data indicates that the proportion of death caused by NCDs of all ages tends to increase from time to time in the country. In 1995, the proportion was 42%, but based on the result of the basic health research of 2007, the proportion of death caused by NCDs are already 60%. The research also revealed the risk factors of NCDs among people aged 10 years and above. It appears that one-fourth of the respondents frequently consume salty food, and one-eighth of them frequently consume fatty food. Among those of the age of 15 years and above, it was reported that 19% were overweight or obese. Tobacco consumption is an important risk factor of NCDs in Indonesia. Our research of 2010 shows that the prevalence of smoking habits among males aged of 15 years or older is 66%, and among women of the same age group is 4%. The percentage of smokers among low economic and low educational level are highest as compared to that of better economic and educational level. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the vision of the Ministry of Health during the period of 2010-2014 is said to be a self-reliant healthy people within a just healthcare system. To materialize this vision, Indonesia is now conducting health development reform in order to eliminate the discrepancy of access to health care among geographical areas and among groups of community. This health development reform is also meant to strengthen public health institutions by strengthening human health resources, implementing bureaucratic reform, and improving the capacity of public health institutions. One important effort of the health development reform is to attain the universal coverage of social health insurance. This effort is crucial for the prevention and control of NCD, since many of them are catastrophic diseases which are able to make the patients and their families fall into poverty due to the cost of health care and treatment of the disease. However, we realize that more efforts are needed. In March 2011, Indonesia has hosted a WHO CR meeting on health and development challenges of NCD in Jakarta. The outcome of this meeting is the Jakarta Call for Action on Non-Communicable Diseases, which called upon global leaders, donor partners, and UN agencies to, among others, include non-communicable disease in internationally agreed development goals, including MDGs, and enhance capacity building technical and financial support for sustainable non-communicable disease prevention and control program. We appreciate the initiative of WHO with the Russian government of holding the first ministerial conference on healthy lifestyle and non-communicable disease control recently. We fully support the Moscow Declaration. It is of our highest expectation that the Moscow Declaration could trigger a new global commitment to respond to NCD threats. I thank you very much for your kind attention.